Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you, and the following short evangelistic gospel message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, and His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. True worship. All true worship flows out of a sense of being justified before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and saved entirely from all our sins by His free and sovereign grace. We worship and praise and thank God for what He has done for us. God is worthy of worship simply because of who He is, but we cannot and will not ever worship Him until He does something for us and in us. When He comes to us and gives life and faith, revealing to us His grace and mercy in Christ, then we fall down before Him and worship Him. Worship arises toward God from a new heart which loves and trusts Christ in light of His saving, successful work on our behalf. We love Him because He first loved us. We seek Him because He first sought us. We praise Christ as the One who has redeemed us to God by His own blood. That was from Preacher Gary Shepherd of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, USA. The following is from Matthew 7, 13 and 14, with the Master saying, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The strait gate is the way of salvation by God's grace, made sure for God's people by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the way of righteousness that can only be found in Him. Why are there so few that find this way? It is because men and women by nature will not come God's way, because it leaves them with no room to glory in themselves. Friends, see 1 Corinthians 2:14. But God has a people that He has chosen for Himself, and He sovereignly and powerfully brings them to the narrow way of salvation by Christ. Christ said, again in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Thank you, Lord. Salvation is as broad as Christ and as narrow as Christ. It shuts the door of hope everywhere, except by the grace of God in and by the Lord Jesus Christ, and based on His righteousness imputed and received by God-given faith. But it opens the way at this very point for any and every sinner who has been brought by God the Holy Spirit to see their sinfulness and their need of mercy in Christ. The door of salvation has never been and will never be shut against sinners who seek it God's way in Christ. But to come any other way, for instance, the way of salvation by works, so-called, is certain death for sinners. That was from Preacher Bill Parker of Eager Avenue Grace Church, located in Albany, Georgia, USA. Accepted in the Beloved. God tells us that His people are accepted in Christ. Ephesians 1:6. If a person is without Christ, then he has nothing that God will accept. God tells us that no man can come unto the Father but by Christ, John 14:6. Therefore, if a person is without Christ, he has no ground upon which he can approach Almighty God. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. If he is the way, there is no other way. If he is the truth, everything else is a lie. And if he is the life, everything apart from Christ is death. Those who have Christ have his blood for pardon, his righteousness for justification, his fullness for every need, his strength to support us, his promises to cheer us, his grace to keep us, and his power to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That was preacher William Gadsby. I am as near as he, a mind at perfect peace with God. Oh, what a word is this! A sinner reconciled through blood. This indeed is peace. By nature and by practice, far, how very far from God. Yet now by grace brought nigh to him through faith in Jesus' blood. So nigh, so very nigh to God, I cannot nearer be. For in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. So dear, so very dear to God, more dear I cannot be. The love wherewith he loves the Son, such is his love to me. That was from preacher Horatius Bonar. My pardon cost him that. And a reading from Micah 7, verses 18 through 19. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, and because he delighteth in mercy, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Before God could forgive a sinner in accordance with his infinite holiness and perfect justice, think what had to be done, sacrificed, and suffered. Measure God's pardon by the obstacles his pardoning love overcame, and then you can form some idea of its intensity. God has fathomed his love and pity in one text. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That little word, so, contains more than heaven or earth can describe. In it is the heart of God. In it is the depth of pardoning love. Oh, think for a minute what that pardon costs, which now makes your soul sing for joy. You received it freely enough because another paid the price. But what was that price? It cost Jesus a price no lip can tell and no heart conceive. See him tied to yonder pillar. Mark that awful scourge as it falls again and again upon his quivering flesh. Note how deep the thongs cut, drawing blood at every stroke. Your pardon costs that. By his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Follow him in that weary walk to Calvary. Linger by him as fever courses through his veins, while head and hands and feet all drip with gore. Stay by him until his sacred head falls upon the bosom, and his great heart breaks with anguish. And then, looking up into the ashen countenance, say, My pardon cost him that. Yes, no pardon could ever have come to guilty man if an atonement had not been made that satisfied divine justice, honored the law, and magnified the holiness of God. It is sweet work to trace the ruby stream of forgiving love and mark how it would flow on until it reached the sinner. Yes, even though it flowed along the channel of a Savior's wounds. Who is a pardoning God like thee? Who has grace so rich and free? That was from preacher Archibald Brown. Christ Jesus is our friend. Though we are vile and full of sin, Christ Jesus is our friend. His blood is washed and given us salvation without end. You ask, how can foul sinners be accepted by the Lord? Only in Jesus crucified could sinners be restored. There is no goodness in our hearts, our guilt we cannot hide. But Jesus is our righteousness, and we are justified. What struggles with the flesh we feel will we endure at last? The Holy Spirit keeps us safe until our life is past. So be encouraged, child of God, though soon this life shall cease. Then we will ever dwell with Christ, enjoying heavenly peace. By faith we journey on our way, till the dear Lord we see. Then, with the Savior, we will be, to praise Him endlessly. That was to the tune of an old hymn entitled, My Faith Has Found, and the words were from Jim Bird. A reading from Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink, ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many, for the remission of sins. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. This shadowed out Christ's death and passion with all the torments of his body and soul. Isaiah 53:10, It pleased the Lord to bruise him. When spices are bruised, meaning crushed, then they send forth a sweet savor. So when Christ was bruised and crushed on the cross unto the shedding of his blood unto death, he sent out a sweet fragrance. Christ's bodily crucifixion was the breaking open of a box of precious ointment which filled heaven and earth with its perfume. That was from preacher Thomas Watson. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tzidkenu. Baruch Hashem, bless the name, forever and ever. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their mailing address to send a donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. Of interest, friends, here is that there are tens of millions of poor folks don't have home computers, laptops, tablets or smartphones, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they would be able to listen to sound gospel messages that exalt Christ Jesus. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world and to the glory of our Lord Jesus, the soon-coming King of Glory and the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings, unto those that fear him and his holy name. Everybody outside of Christ is going to be toast. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, and I do look forward to writing you back. Once again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!